Hello.
Hi, good evening. Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes, but we really don't know much about the issues right now, so it wouldn't be a fair survey. So can you call someone else and ask?
Well, actually, you don't have to know that much about the public system school, but we're still trying to talk about issues that might affect you. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. This November, there will be an election for you as president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. And first of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Okay. What is your opinion on how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
Probably the same. I don't know.
As about the same. Thank you. Your opinion is important. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent.
I don't know.
Good.
I have no idea about the public schools. I'm sorry. I really don't. I don't want to give an opinion when I don't know.
No worries. That's also your opinion. There are no wrong or right answers in this circumstance, ma'am. How familiar are you with the area's neighborhoods and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
Okay. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
No, have not.
Okay. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Thank you very much. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Well, okay. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending? Cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly. Which of the three?
What was the first one?
Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems.
Yes. Well,
okay,
I wouldn't say
good.
Without problems, but that's the best one I can offer of the three you gave me.
Yeah. Okay. That's perfectly fine. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. And as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind
of
impact will this bring?
I'm sorry, yes. Are you sure they're going to send out $100? They're spending the money. They're going to spend the Tabor money. They're in the House and the Senate right now deciding how to spend it.
That might be right. But in that case, what kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
Not much at all.
Okay, really. I appreciate that. If the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality education facilities repurposing schools to provide a new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional spaces in school for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or no? Vote no.
No. No.
Well, okay. Thank you. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Sir,
how many more questions do you have? How much longer?
Oh, we're almost halfway through, ma'am.
Oh, my. I can't go any further. I'm sorry. My time is really limited right now. I'm sorry.
Your time is really limited, right?
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right.